Caleb Williams makes his debut at Soldier Field against the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow at 12 p.m. Central. Who's going to win this game? What should we look out for? Watch this video to hear my thoughts. What's going on, guys? I'm back with another Chicago Bears preseason prediction video, which I'll be doing before every single preseason game and also regular season game as well. This year, this video is sponsored by BetUS Sportsbook Casino. More on them later in this video. But yeah, Caleb is going to be making his debut in front of the home fans at Soldier Field. He's going to enter his kingdom at Soldier Field for the first time ever as a Chicago Bear. And the crowd is going to be electric for this game. I'm going to be at this game myself. So if you guys see me, definitely be sure to say hi. But I'm very excited for this game. I got tickets a little bit last minute, but I knew I had to go to this because I went to Justin Fields' preseason home opener back in 2021, and that was super fun. Obviously, Fields did not end up working out long term, but really hoping Caleb is going to be different. Okay, the energy around him certainly up to this point has been, you know, pretty exciting, and it's going to be really cool to cheer him on with my fellow Bears fans at Soldier Field tomorrow. And I am expecting a pretty packed stadium tomorrow. It's going to be a very loud and exciting atmosphere. Caleb will be able to experience what it's like playing at Soldier Field for the first time on that surface and also in that atmosphere, which I think is a really good thing for him to get that playing time before week one starts. Because if you guys remember, there was no family fest this year, okay? Usually the Bears have a family fest practice at Soldier Field, but they didn't do that this year for whatever reason, probably because of the Hall of Fame game, having an extra week of practice for a game and also having that game probably took away from the family fest opportunity. So it is good that Caleb gets the opportunity to play, you know, some real live snaps at Soldier Field before it actually counts in week one. That's going to be pretty damn important. And I'm not too sure how long Caleb and the starters are going to be playing. If I had to guess, it's probably going to be a couple drives, like probably a quarter, just like last time. I don't think it's going to be a whole half of football just yet, because I think, you know, starters should be playing in the next game too against the Kansas City Chiefs the following week, right? So if they are playing in that game as well, and Flus wants to stick with his 45 to 55 snap count for Caleb in the preseason, then obviously he's not going to be playing a whole half of football in this game. But if he's not playing at all the following week, okay, if they've already planned for the starters to not play the following week against the Chiefs, then maybe we could see Caleb and the starters in for a whole half of football, because the following game is on Thursday night, by the way. So it is going to be a short week, right? So I wonder if that plays into, you know, if they decide to play starters or not in that Thursday game, right? I'm sure the NFL is going to push for us to play starters because it's a primetime game. It's going to be on national TV, but obviously they can't force us to do that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in this game regarding starters and their playing time. But going to the Bengals side, guys, they are not playing any starters at all in this game. It's a big, big bummer, because it would have been a really cool opportunity to see how you stack up against a top level team in the AFC. Now, we did get the chance to practice against them, at least in the joint practice yesterday, which we dominated that practice. Okay, Joe Burrow threw three picks. Our offense and Caleb Williams also had a pretty good day. So we've already kind of proven ourselves against the Bengals starters in practice. It would have been nice to do that in a real game as well, but the Bengals chickened out for whatever reason, so sadly they're not going to be playing starters in this game. I already know if Caleb has a good performance, if he goes out there and throws for two touchdowns and 100 passing yards, people are going to say, who cares, it's against backups, he's going up against plumbers and electricians and accountants. Well, us Bears fans know that Caleb did pretty well against the starting defense in that joint practice. He threw multiple touchdowns against them, and it's not his fault that the Bengals did not want to put their starters out there. So I'm still going to be pretty excited, you know, if Caleb has a good day, even if it is going up against backups, right? Because this practice time is still valuable for him, even going up against those backups, because NFL backups are still NFL players, right? Like, they're still in the NFL for a reason. And even if they're not the best of the best, and even if you can't take away a whole lot going up against backups, it's still valuable for him to have these reps where he's calling out the plays, where he's, you know, commanding the huddle, where he's really practicing different parts of the playbook, obviously not giving away a whole lot because it is vanilla offense versus vanilla defense. But for a rookie quarterback, these snaps still are pretty beneficial. So, you know, I'm going to be pretty excited if Caleb scores a big time touchdown. I don't care if it's against a fourth string cornerback on the Cincinnati Bengals. But as for what I'm expecting out of him in this game, obviously going up against backups, I think he should have a pretty good performance. So I do want to see him go out there and, you know, make some big time throws on the run, make some throws from the pocket, move the ball down the field, score at least one touchdown. You know, going up against backups, he should hopefully be able to score a touchdown. I know we couldn't do that last game, but hopefully we will be better in the red zone in this game. And, you know, get a touchdown to Rome Odunze or DJ Moore, whoever else is playing on the field at that time. But talking about the rest of the offense, guys, I'm also curious to see how the Bears' offensive line looks in this game, especially Nate Davis. He's missed so much practice time, but this week he's practiced fully in pads every single day without any setbacks. So I assume he's going to be playing in this game and, you know, playing with the starters. And I want to see him go out there and have a good performance against backup defenders. Okay, he should have a good performance, as should the rest of the Bears' offensive line. I thought they did pretty decently last game, and again, going up against backup level talent, they should be having a pretty solid game protecting Caleb Williams in the pocket. I know that last game we actually ran a lot of bootleg, you know, running types of plays from the quarterback, so that made it, you know, we didn't really get the chance to see them pass protect from the pocket a whole lot. So I want to see a little bit more of that to see if, you know, they have the ability to pass protect when you're just dropping back and passing the ball with limited motion from the quarterback. I do want to see the run game also get going, maybe get a few big carries from DeAndre Swift, who had a big time run in the last game on a catch from Caleb Williams, that screenplay, which he took for like 40 plus yards. So it would be cool to see another big time play from DeAndre Swift. But yeah, that's the starting offense. Talking about the backup offense a little bit, obviously it's going to be Tyson Bagent coming in after Caleb, you know, comes out. And Tyson has been, I would say, not having as good of a preseason and training camp as he had last year. He had a fantastic training camp and preseason last year where he really stole that QB2 job on the Chicago Bears roster. And that job is still somewhat up for grabs, right? Like, Brett Rippon could still take that job if he wants to, being a veteran quarterback. Now, I don't think that's going to happen because, you know, Tyson Bagent did play in like 4 games last year, which does hold some weight that he already has, you know, experience in the system. You know, he's already played in it for a year. He's younger, has more potential, more higher upside, obviously, being younger. So, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, with the backup quarterbacks. If Rippon has a good performance again, if Tyson Bagent goes out there, lights it up, hopefully that happens. And Austin Reed coming in as a fourth stringer, you know, he's going to get the opportunity to do some fun stuff at the end of this game as well. And I have been very impressed with how Shane Waldron has called play so far in the preseason, even though he's not trying to give away a whole lot. And his red zone play calling has been not the best, but I feel like he's saving his red zone plays, the best ones, for the regular season when the games actually count, obviously. But, you know, I do think we should be scoring a good amount of points in this game, especially against a backup defense, with how good Shane Waldron has been at, you know, creating guys wide open down the field. There's been multiple guys wide open at every level, you know, first string, second string, and third string so far in the preseason. But before I talk about the defense, I do want to talk about the sponsor of this video, BetUS Sportsbook Casino. They have a promotion going on right now, guys, where it's 125% deposit match on your first 3 deposits up to $2,000. So link is down below to sign up. They have the fastest payouts in the industry, a bunch of different bets you can place. If you guys want to bet on this upcoming game, I'll put the line on the screen right now, but you guys can see the Bears are favorites in this game, probably because Caleb is playing and the Bears starters are playing. So I do think the Bears are winning, so I'd probably take the Bears money line in this one. If you want to go for the spread or go for the total, feel free to do that. They have a bunch of odds on their website for preseason and obviously regular season games as well, so be sure to check them out, link down below. But getting back to the game, guys, talking about the Bears defense, I'm not sure how much the Bears starting defense is playing. I think they also should be playing the same amount of time as the Bears starting offense, so probably like a quarter of play time, which they don't really need it, I feel like. Like, the offense probably needs a little bit more just because they have a rookie quarterback, they have new pieces, new offensive coordinator, where the defense is largely the same as last year, except for the addition of Kevin Byard and some other guys. Obviously, you know, we drafted Austin Booker, so there are some new faces, but the defense already has been performing at a very high level in practice. They destroyed the Bengals starting offense and Joe Burrow. Okay, Joe Burrow threw 3 picks against this defense. So I can only imagine what Jake Browning, the Bengals backup quarterback, is going to do against this Bears defense. I think we should have a pretty good performance against this Bengals backup offensive line and backup quarterback. So I'm expecting a good amount of sacks, hopefully a couple turnovers at the beginning of this game, and, you know, hopefully a shutout, because we do have the talent to shut out a backup level offense. And talking about the Bears backup defense, that's going to be a more interesting thing to watch to see how the backups play, because there are roster battles going on right now at the edge rusher spot. You know, guys like Austin Booker are really performing very well, but so are guys on the roster bubble like Daniel Hardy. Okay, he had 2.5 sacks, I believe, the last game. So if Daniel Hardy has another good performance, you know, he's gonna, you know, really maybe force the Bears' hand to keep him as a depth, you know, pass rusher on this team. Zach Pickens got a sack in the last game, so I want to see the third round pick from last year, Zach Pickens, really show out and do something again, because he's been very quiet so far in a Chicago Bears career. I want to see guys like Keith Randolph Jr., the guy from my Fighting Illini, you know, if he wants to step up and make a big time play, now is the time, because these games matter a lot for the back of the roster guys, and we will get multiple opportunities to get sacks on the quarterback with the Bengals offensive line not really being a good, especially backup offensive line. Okay, the starters have issues too, but the backups I don't think are that good. So could we see another 8 sack game? Potentially, right? Hopefully at least 4 or 5 plus sacks in this game, I think certainly should be possible for the Bears defense as a whole. But that's basically it for my preview. Again, I'm not talking too in depth about the matchups or the strategy because it's preseason, okay? I'm not sure how much any of these guys are going to play. I'm not sure like what type of scheming is even going to be going on. It's just preseason football, so we never take these too seriously. But talking about my score prediction for this game, guys, I am predicting the Chicago Bears to go out here in Caleb Williams' debut and beat the Cincinnati Bengals by a score of 28-17. I do think it's going to be a high-scoring affair for the Chicago Bears, because I'm expecting Caleb to go out there and score a touchdown, okay? I think if he does score at least one touchdown, Bears fans would be pretty happy. It's going up against backup, so again, we're not going to take away a whole lot from this, but it's just going to be super exciting to see, you know, our rookie quarterback, our new face of the franchise, go out there, score a touchdown, make the crowd super excited. It's going to be very fun to see. I'm predicting he throws that touchdown to Rome Odunze. I think Rome Odunze also gets his first touchdown in the NFL. Let's predict it's going to be a 25-yard touchdown. If I actually predict the yardage on that, that would be freaking crazy. But yeah, that's my prediction for the offense. I think the defense also has a pretty good game in this one. I'm predicting 4 sacks. And it could be more as well, because our backup pass rushers have been getting to the quarterback very consistently. And going up against these fourth-string quarterbacks that don't have any pocket feel at all, you can really rack up those sacks. So I think it'll be a good day from the Bears defense as well. But leave your comments down below, guys. What do you guys think is going to happen in this game? If you see me at the game tomorrow, be sure to say hi. But I cannot wait for tomorrow. It's going to be so much fun to see our face of the franchise go out there at Soldier Field for the first time. Leave a comment down below. As always, bear down. And thank you again to BetUS for sponsoring today's video.